Good morning. My guest this morning is Ron Karb, who's the executive director of Food for Thought. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning. Thank you, Roland.
Thank you. 25 years of Food for Thought. That's quite a milestone.
It sure is.
So on Sunday the 27th, between 1 and 3, Food for Thought is having a 25th anniversary celebration at your offices, right?
Yes, in Forestville.
Right. That's Railroad Avenue in Forestville.
Right.
So it's a free gathering, right? A free community gathering?
That's right.
Bring us up to date for just a few minutes, which, of course, is all the time we have, on Food for Thought, where you are now, where you're going.
Well, obviously, over 25 years, we've changed quite a bit. And we the AIDS epidemic continues to grow, and we have the most clients that we've ever had in our history right now. So we're serving over 700 people. We've grown quite a bit. We have 8 staff and 600 volunteers. We continue to be a grassroots organization. We couldn't do the work that we do without volunteers. That's one thing that really hasn't changed. And we've become much more sophisticated in terms of just being able to provide more food and really understand the nutritional needs and other needs of our clients. And I think we do a really great job serving them.
Why do you think that you're serving a larger population now than you have before?
Well, unfortunately, there's no cure for AIDS, and people continue to get infected. And there's not as much prevention efforts as there used to be. And it's amazing that some teenagers and young people coming up today, growing up, really don't understand as much about how AIDS is transmitted as people used to. So combined with people living longer than they used to, the number of people with HIV continues to grow in this country.
So what do people who volunteer for you characteristically do? We may as well ask for volunteers.
Sure, that's right. Well, people do a variety of things. One of the things that they do is they actually run the food bank in terms of waiting on clients and filling orders and calling people on the phone that need deliveries. They also help us in the office and with fundraising events, and they help collect food at food drives on weekends, and really everything that the organization needs, including our board of directors, is done by volunteers.
I take it that, like most organizations that depend strongly on volunteers, that you need them.
Yes, we always need new volunteers.
What kind of time does a volunteer have to subscribe to?
Well, it's very flexible, so people can do anything from working at one fundraising event per year to a weekly shift where they maybe work 3 or 4 hours in the food bank, or they could be a delivery driver where once a week they deliver, or they could even be a fill-in delivery driver. They could do food drives maybe, one day every 3 months or one day a month, whatever works for their schedule. We're very flexible.
I've talked to a number of Food for Thought volunteers, and I have to say that they are probably at least as proud, if not more proud, of being a volunteer than virtually any volunteers I've ever talked to from other organizations.
Well, that's really nice to hear. I think we treat our volunteers really well, and they, it's really everyone in the organization is really focused on what we do for our clients, and I think that just creates an atmosphere where people are quite proud of what we do.
In a sense, the celebration on Sunday the 27th is sort of a celebration of the volunteers as well, isn't it?
Yes, and we were founded by volunteers, and we have, fortunately, our founders. There were 5 founders. One of them died in the last 6 months, but the other 4 and the partner of the 5th will be there. So it's a tribute to the founders and the founding environment of Food for Thought and what people who really want to do something about a community problem can accomplish. And I think Food for Thought is a really great measure of that.
Excellent. Thank you very much for coming in. Let's tell people once again that this is Food for Thought's 25th anniversary, Sunday, April 27th, 1 to 3 p.m. at Food for Thought's offices, 6550 Railroad Avenue in Forestville. For information, 887-1647, online, fftfoodbank.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.